terahertz waves used to send wireless data at blazing 50 gigabytes per second by Lee Matthews on August 8th from Geek.com. Synology's RT2600AC is one of the best wireless routers in the market today. It can push data at around 2.5 gigabytes per second. That's pretty good. But 50 gigabytes per second would be a whole lot better, wouldn't it? Well, of course it would. And researchers at Brown University School of Engineering have just pulled off that impressive feat. The key to their breakthrough, utilizing terahertz waves instead of microwaves. It's much less creepy application of the terahertz band than, say, making smartphone cameras with X-ray vision. The research team tested their terahertz network by streaming a pair of high-def videos. Clips were transmitted simultaneously over two different frequencies to simulate a real-world wireless networking scenario. Error-free transmission was doable up to 10 gigabytes per second. Even when they cranked the connections up to 5 times the speed, the standard error-correcting tech was able to sort things out nicely. Brown professor Daniel Middleman says this is the first time anybody has characterized a terahertz multiplexing system using actual data. It's a significant achievement, but also one that we may not benefit from for quite some time. The situation may not be quite as brutal as, say, new advances in battery technology, but we've grown accustomed to waiting for faster wireless networks over the years. Still, the Brown University researchers could be paving the way for the next best thing in Wi-Fi. Middleman notes that his team's approach could be viable in future terahertz wireless networks. All that's left now is for manufacturers to be able to produce terahertz-capable hardware cheaply and easily to stick it in our new devices. Oh, and for someone to cook up a new wireless standard.